Uchais kibud avo aim uboy chaf bay sifim. Sarach lizar me'oid bikibud avo v'imoy uvimoy ra'am. Two things. There's kibud and moira, honor and fear. Shehishve oisam akasav l'chvoidei ulu moirahu yisparach shma kodesh baruch hu has compared a parent, mother and father, to his own fear. They are compared, k'sivit says, k'abed es avichu v'yasimechu, k'sivit says, k'abed es Hashem mehoincha, honor Hashem from your wealth. So the pasuk says, honor Hashem, honor your parents. The pasuk is equating the honor of your parents with the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The aviv, the imo, exhibit says, ish imo the aviv tirohu. The exhibit says, Hashem olokecha tiro, you shall fear Hashem. Kederech shetziva al kvoid shmo hagadol. Just like Hashem has commanded on the honor of His great name, umoro, and giving honor to Hashem and fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kein tziva al kvoidam umoram, to give His commanded on their honor and their fear. Period. Shloisha shutafin hein ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aviv imo. Ish mazriya loiven shabo. The man brings forth the white. What this means exactly, I do not know. Some say it means the bones and the sinews. That's what it means. I don't know, just scientifically, I'm sure there must be some scientific understanding of what this means. Isha mazras oidem shabo. A woman gives forth the redness, the blood and the meat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nefech bo neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the neshama. Mari ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides eyesight. That's a very interesting thing. Ushmias oizen, the koich of hearing, the deeper and speech. Bizman she'odah mechabed es avav yasimoy. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ale ani aleihem kiilu darti b'neihem v'chibduni, and they have honored me. Let's see ois aleph. Ois sal b'kivud avo em on the bottom. It says b'birchei yukasav m'zichel Yosef. Kishem espal al avav imo or al rabbi lo yoymar be. So in your supplication, you should not give titles. This is a very big debate. He's telling us a lot of things that he says, he's choosing sides. Rabbi Brown is choosing sides very often by quoting the Chassidus Shepoiskim. He's telling us, a lot of things that he says are controversial. So he's saying that when you mispalel in tefillah, this part is a little bit less controversial. The part that I'm referring to is lighting in a ksuba, in a legal document, do you give titles. In tefillah, he says, even in tefillah, there's chilukei deis, you do not give titles. When a person is praying for a parent, or even, let's say, for that matter, for a Rosh Hashiva, for a Talmud Chacham, you don't say, Yishayishlach es haraf ha-goyin ha-kodesh ha-goyin ho-amiti. You don't say, you just say their name, no titles allowed in a bakasha for tefillah.
Can I say Rabbeinu?
No, he says so that's the point. You know, that's what he says. Lo yoyme b'tachanu b'tachanusoy refona. Hashem, please heal la adoyni avi. Please heal my master, my father, oy la abba mori, my father, my master, oy rabbi, my rabbi, v'alufi, my teacher. Ki ein gavos lifnei hamakom. There is no arrogance. There's nothing when you go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to humble yourself. How humble the person that you are referring to. Ushloima hamelech b'dibro im Hashem, Omar. David avi. David, all he said was David, my father. V'chein elisha, Omer Hashem, Omar. Elokei Eliyahu, a God of Eliyahu. Avol nira shemutu loymar avi oy rabbi v'lo Yosef alzeh. So since we do find that David did say avi, so you can't say avi, you can't say in your tefillah my father and his name and his mother's name. We have a custom among Ashkenazim. We say the mother's name. But what do you do?
For refreshing mom, mother.
Svardim also?
For your side, father name.
No, but when... No,
Svardim also. Svardim?
What he's saying is... Yeah. Yes. Hashem Yishlach Refuah L'Avi Chayim Ben...
Right. But you don't say Avi Mori. Don't say Avi Mori Chayim Ben Shlomo. You say... Whatever, Chayim Ben Rivka. You just say Yishlach Refuah Shlomo L'Avi Chayim Ben Rivka. You don't say Avi Mori. You don't Adoyni Avi. You just can say the father, mother, that is permitted, but the title should not be given. A Rabbi Lo Yosef Al Zed, nothing more than this. That is a very important halacha. Now, what about in Ksuba? I once saw very, very, very unpleasant. It was a sichsach. This is a very unpleasant thing. When Talmidei Chachamim fight, it's always very ugly. And there was a certain wedding when there were two Talmidei Chachamim, who shall we name nameless, you'll never guess who they are. And they didn't get along. They obviously did not get along. And they were both standing under the chuppah. And one was the Mesader Kiddushin, and one was not. And the other one was reading the Ksuba. And the Mesader, the one who was the Mesader Kiddushin, he wrote the Ksuba. He was the one who filled in the Ksuba. And the one who read the Ksuba was the one who was not the Masadik Kedushin, right? The bar of the Kibbutim. One, you give a Siddur Kedushin, and the second Kibbutim, you give the Ksuba. The one who was the Masadik Kedushin, he decided that when he writes the Ksuba, you're going to write titles. So the father was a very chashim mishpacha. The father, his name, the Chassan, Chaim ben Harav. I don't think he wrote Hargoy ben Harav. He wrote whatever. I don't remember the details. Harav so and so, and the Kala Bas Harav Hargoy, whatever it was. The one who read the Ksuba did not approve of this. So in a very snide way, in a very nasty way, when he read the Ksuba, he didn't skip over it, but like he shook his head, like he was giving a shtech. It's disgusting. And you're dealing over here with people who this is Shleikedin. Torah. You know, everything becomes, every time you want to be a novel, but it's just a Torah. Halacha. Halacha is you don't write titles in a Ksuba. Ksuba is a legal document. You just write the boy's name, the father's name. It's not a place here to start giving kavod. Okay, so good. So you, this is your opinion. Obviously, the other person who wrote the Ksuba felt.
You don't have to read what's in it.
Whatever. So, all right. But this is something. This is something that is a. He's only here describing here the law when it comes to tefillah. It could be that when it comes to writing a ksuba, writing tanoim, then it could be that there are different because that's not a tefillah. That's not a tchina lifnei hamakom. So there is more ground to give kavod in front of the tzibur, especially when you're reading the ksuba. If you get a good person to read the ksuba, that's a treat. How often do you go to a wedding and you have a person that can read the ksuba in a pleasant way? It happens every so often. It happens so often so that you can hear them reading it. So you're giving kavod. Ben harav. Hagoyin, whatever you want to say, you want to whatever nusach.
Instead of saying Ben Harav.
So it's this halacha. Okay, let's go to halacha beis. Halacha beis is amazing, controversial halacha. It's not in the kitz, but in the shi'anim mitzion b'halacha. Let's just see the halacha. Ezel moira. What is called moira? What is the precise definition of fear? How does a child fear his parents? What can you demand of your children when it comes to this matter? Lo yamid b'mekoy moi hamayuchu lo la'amoid sham b'soid zikenim im chaverov. If your father has a certain seat at the poker table. Okay, or when the father sits in council, he sits in judgment, he sits in the Beis HaKnesses, maybe he sits in the Mizrachvant, and he sits among a group of people in a certain specific location, you're not allowed to sit there. Lo yam amichlo shabu so zekinim oy chaverv oy b'mokam amichlo b'sal, a place of the mokam kuv of your father, you're not allowed to sit in that location. V'lo, that is called moira. When you do not sit in your father's seat, that is called moira. Lo yesh b'mokam amichlo lehase b'beiso, at home, the father has an armchair. Some especially in the olden days used to have these nice reclining chairs. It was the father's reclining chair. What?
Only by the table.
Well, here it says, doesn't say, let's see, lo yesha b'mokam am yuchalo lohasev b'beiso. Doesn't say exactly what that is. Okay, it all depends. That is also called an Indian. It used to be in the old days, he used to have these nice reclining. I don't see it anymore. People still have this? It used to be the father would come home from a hard day of work, would sit down in a nice reclining chair. That was part of the routine. I don't think that exists anymore. I don't know for sure. I haven't been to people's homes, but I don't think this approach. Father comes home, the first thing is he's in front of the computer, right? Checking his email. This whole approach to life, you come home, you sit down. There was once a very big run.
Father's knows best.
What? It's only in the book.
Archie Bunker.
It was once a rabbi that said. It was once a rabbi got into a lot of trouble. He said that he told his tzibur that you have to have telling the working to women. You have to have respect for your husbands. They work very hard. Make parnasa. When he comes home, he should sit down, and you, the wife, should take off his shoes. He never lived it down.
I had a guy I worked with, he was in the game. He said he would rub his father's feet every night after he came home from work.
That's what you do, okay? So this is called Mura, not to sit in your father's chair, Velo Yistor Estvarv, not to contradict your father's opinion. Your father has a matter, you're sitting at the Shabbos table, and the father says, I will not vote for Obama. I will not vote for Hillary. I feel that it's wrong. And you disagree. You disagree. You're not allowed to disagree. You're not allowed to contradict.
Especially when you're wrong like that.
Velo Yistor Estvarv. You're not allowed to make compromises. Don't go help out your father in his words. Machria means to make a compromise. My father says, so my father is only right 80%. He's not 100% right. I agree with my father 90% of the time. 10% of the time, there's something that has to be, you have to understand, he doesn't understand. Just mind your own business. When it comes to your father, keep your mouth shut. Don't say, even to say, near and dear, this time you got it right, Dad. Dad, this time you got it right.
Finally got it.
That's a disgrace. Ad Hechon, how far does it go? Hechon, Hoya ben Lovush, this is the famous of Dama ben Nesina. Our son was wearing Lovush, Chamudos, Vyoshe, Berosh HaKohol. Let's say the son was wearing Chamudos, was wearing of honored clothing, honored robes. Vyoshe, Berosh HaKohol. Ubo Ave, Vayimoy, Vikaroyes, Begodav. And then the father came, this is the mice, one of the Tamaroyim, Amaroyim in the Gemara. And then this father, or his mother came, the Karoyes Begoda, the Hekeyu al Roshai. The father came in public and ripped his royal garments and smacked him across the face, hit him on the head. The Yarkobon and spit on him. Lo Yachileim Oysam, the child is not allowed to put them to shame. Velo Yitzahir Bifnehem, should not get anger in their presence. Velo Yechais Kinegdam, Eli Yishtaik, he should be silent. The Yirim in Hamelech Malchi Amloch Makodesh Baruch Hu, and have fear, just like he had feared Min Hamelech Malchi Amloch Makodesh Baruch Hu. Should see the Bekach, he commanded not to Moira have fear for your father, same way you have fear for a king. If a king would do this, he would not open up your mouth, he would accept the disgrace. Likewise, when a parent does to a child, you have to accept the disgrace. Avul Yochol Litboya Isam Ladun as I have said. However, when it comes to money, you can later go and take your parent to a Din Torah and say, my cloak cost me $100,000 and you have to replace the garment. Kibud Avo Aim is only the money of your parents. You're not mechuyif to spend your own money. You're mechuyif to honor them by spending their money. You're not mechuyif to honor them by spending your money. May Iker Hadin.
I think there was a famous story.
Yeah, with Dama Ben Nesina. Same Guatemala.
Why would that mean?
Now,
your father lives in another town. Go visit him. I can't
go
visit him. It's expensive. The train money costs money. It's only me show up.
Gemara asked that question.
Yes, yeah, so he said.
Risk your up, told him, you're right. Don't take the train.
Walk.
very good. Okay. Okay. Now.
Excuse me. Yeah. Not from his money.
No, from the mother of the father.
If he has any, he should pay from himself.
The father, you're not mechuyif to spend your own money.
If he hasn't,
you're not mechuyif to spend your money. The father's money. You're mechuyif to give honor to feed and to provide food and drink for your parents, but they have to pay for the food and drink. You're not mechuyif to spend your own money. Okay, now this is a very interesting halacha. What about sitting in your father's chair seat after the father dies? Achar misa. Let's say in shul, the father. What? So mi'ikar hadin. The Meikar HaDin, you're supposed to. Not only are you supposed to, this in fact is called an honor to the father. We learn it from Shlomo HaMelech, Vayetshev Shlomo al Kisei David. Halacha l'maisa, today it's unacceptable. The meaning is, of course, no one would dare do this.
I remember Shiva told the guy that he couldn't do it.
Of course, right.
I asked him at the shiva. He says, no, where your father's chair, or by the table.
You still don't sit. You still don't sit. And in shul as well. In shul, you don't sit in the chair. The father sat in a certain distinguished place, and then the father dies. Is a child now allowed, or should he sit in his father's chair? The minhag ha'olam is absolutely not. Absolutely not. However, what?
Someone else can.
Someone else, of course, can, of course. But a child has not. It's a dominic. But me'ikar hadin, what? No. The same way a grandchild also has a degree of cover to his grandfather. So it's not the same way. You would not sit in his chair when he was alive. You may not sit in his chair after he dies and sit in his location in shul. All of the rules of not sitting in his makam apply even after the person dies. Midin and minhag. However, me'ikar hadin, Me'ikar Hadin Adarab. This is a very bizarre thing where Me'ikar Hadin, it's just the opposite. It's the greatest covet for the father that he has a Malim Akoimai. He left over in this world a son that is actually sitting in his chair. In fact, they say this about the stipler. If I'm not mistaken, that when the stipler, either when the stipler's father was Nifter, this is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's father, when his grandfather was Nifter, and the stipler was sitting Shiva, he sat, I don't remember the details, either on Shabbos or even during Shiva, he sat in his father's chair. Even during Shiva, whether it was Shabbos or whether it was something related, and people were shocked. Like, what are you doing? So he told them, this is the halacha. This is the greatest covet for my father. That there's a malam makomo, someone that will now sit in his makom, a child he left over in this world, the malam makomo. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei David. Now by Rebbes, to some degree, this, I don't know what the rules are. They do this.
After the Levaya.
They say Mazel Tov. Yeah.
That this, the Malam Makom is going to be the son, Mazel Tov.
Yeah. And then after the Shiva, the child sits mamish in the seat, the chair of the father.
Where else is he going to sit?
I don't know. You know, it's always now. I went to Chaim as a little boy, so I was always like spooked out. Always spooked out that Rav Hudner, obviously he ran the yeshiva in a certain way, which was his derech of running the yeshiva, which in a very grand, rebbish way. And he had a very big chair for those days. Today, I don't know, they're in different standards today, but for those days, you know, the yeshiva in those days was you know, no two chairs matched in the Beis Medrash. And then in the very front, it's a grand, majestic chair with a shtender and a mop. In those days, where do you see a person have a mappa on? Today, everyone has it. Has, you know, like for the omelet, for the shulchan, a mappa on the shtender. It's like malchus. And like it was like almost scary. Like he died. He died as like a ghost. Someone would dare go and sit in this chair or even go near the chair. Unheard of. But the truth is, the Malam Mekoymo in a halacha Vayeshev Shlomo Al Kisei David. Al Kisei David. So there is something to it. What do you mean the opposite? I don't know, because
I think we're both.
He sat in this chair mamish in the same mokoyim?
Same mokoyim, yeah. I mean, I visualize that that's what he said.
The same exact mokoyim?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's what I envision.
The father can give the son permission, yes, but it's not really.
The saying there's no place at the table, and the father's out.
Yes, okay, so he discusses.
Daddy, can I sit in your chair? That type of thing.
Well, today we live like that. Today, unfortunately, in Skanu Hadoros, and it's like even there are families in America where the minig is the children call the father, the parents by their first name. Okay, that's the way it is in America by certain families. And that has spread, that has spread to some degree among us as well. We don't, not to the Kachu, you'll call your father by his first name, Fred. You're not going to call your father, but the respect of sitting in the chair is no big deal. I've been in many places where it's no big deal. The father sits here, the child sits here, it's all the same. That's become. Now here on the bottom, he has something very interesting. It talks about this is a controversial thing. When a grandparent goes to visit their grandchildren, their son, for Yom Tov, what do you all do? Who sits at the head of the table? Right? When you go to your children for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they have the table, normally when the grandparents are not there, the Rosh Shabbos, the son, sits at the head of the table. But now that the grandparent has come, who sits at the head of the table?
The grandchildren
are under the table. But who? So here he discusses, this is a halachic issue. Look at it over here on the bottom. B'makam yuchel l'boi l'chassi b'beis. So ayin baruch ha-shulchan. D'yeish me'hagim k'sha'av hu zokein. Doesn't have to mean the father is old. I don't know why he says that. U'b'noi k'roi l'beis. And the son invites the father to his home.
Al shulchanoi.
Yoishev ha-ben al m'koymai ha-temidi k'mikedem. V'al al-tzidai. The son sits at the head of the table, and the father is the guest on the side of the table. The Eino Av Makbid Al Zeh. And the father is no big deal. Umidina gam kin in chash. Really, the Aruch HaShulchan says there's nothing technically wrong. Kevin shahaben hu sham habalabayis. The son there is the balabayis. Vehu yoshev al mukayma hakvulo. And the son and the son is sitting in the place where he normally sits. Ayin sham. But Rav Brown says that even though it's technically permitted, v'lo de'isi l'maykein. I don't like this. I don't like such an approach to kibud av v'aim. Elor avol v'isi mitalmidei chachamim. I've seen from talmidei chachamim. Shashneim. I never saw this either. Shashneim yoshim al rosh ha'shulchan.
Well, there's two rabbis and they're both presiding.
They sit together. Sit at the tent. Oy aviv al rosh ha'shulchan v'hu minatzad. That you see this by many bnei Torah, where when the grandparent comes for Shabbos or Yom Tov, the grandfather sits. And the child sits on the side. So I once was at a place where it was not like this. With the child, I said privately, I was very friendly. I said, don't you think you should ask your father to sit at the head? What don't you have enough seichel? So he said, we discussed this. We had a discussion. So he says, we decided, for whatever reason, basically it's none of my business, but we don't want to confuse the children. We have here in family discipline problems with the children. My children, it's not so easy here with my kids. You think everything is so everything in the perfect world? The children at here need to be put in their place a little bit. And we have to show them this authority. And we're going to the extreme that I sit at the head, they sit at their place for a few minutes a day or a few minutes on Shabbos. We have discipline. They know who's in charge and who's not in charge. If my grandfather comes every other week and he sits and they see that I'm not sitting at the head of the table, it confuses them. And it's not, we don't feel it's good for the children. So that's why we do it this way. So you're right. But after a discussion in this unique situation, this is how we do it, and I should mind my own business. So to each his own, but it definitely is something very, very interesting, which is it's a sensitive issue. So you could have one family, and you can have, let's say, you come for Yom Tov, all the brothers come, and they come, everyone is eating by one person, and one brother, it's his custom, when the father comes, he sits, the father sits Barosh, and another child, when the father comes, he sits on the side, and then they're all coming together, and one of the other brothers for Yom Tov, and what are you doing? What's the custom? And it can become a definite issue. This is a sensitive issue, okay? But it's important.
The easiest solution is
don't go visit. Go to a hotel.
No, the easy solution is that you should know before you go, you should say, I'm moichel all my kibbutzim.
It's not for the father to be moichel. It's not for the father to be moichel. Even if the father's...
A father can be moichel, so not to say kaddish.
But even though the father is moichel, it doesn't mean the child... There's a certain covenant that a child has for a parent, whether you like it or not. There's a certain...
So if the child wants it, fine. If he'll do the covenant, fine. But if you expect it, or you think that's the moment... That's the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
Because people can be natural. Whatever is going to happen.
Okay. It's very interesting. You go to shuls where children of Rabbanim take over their father. It's always very interesting to see what happens. Some shuls, you're dealing with Hasidic shuls with their rabbis, that's a whole different mahalach. But let's say you have a Litvish shuls, not so uncommon where you have a Litvish Rav. And the father retires, so the father dies, and the child takes over his father. Where does the child sit? Does he sit?
Place of the Rav, it's not the father.
It depends, not necessarily. Sometimes they're spooked out. They don't want to sit in their father's chair.
You know what they did by Rav Brown? They changed the upholstery on the chair.
For cleaning purposes.
No. Yeah. They changed the upholstery. You used to get a black chair.
Just get a different chair.
But it's the same place.
Same place.
The same place.
Okay, Hasidim, it's more common that they sit in the same makam. But by Litvish Olam, you have, let's say, an Aguda, and the Rav retires, and then the Rav eventually dies, and the son takes over, or something like that. And when the son takes over, there are different shuls, they do different things. Some places, the son, indeed, he sits in the same location. They move around, or they sit in another place, they leave over. over the old chair, the old standard. It's no different. They're different. Everyone, so, to each his own. Rav Shechter is not a son. Rav Shechter is not a son. He's not an. He's a Talmud, and he was already a Rosh Hashiva when Rav Huda was alive. It was before my time. But so they were there together. So he had his seat.
In the current base measure, is there an empty chair?
There's an empty. When they came to the new base measure, they brought in. They only brought in. They used to have a chair, a mat, a stender.
Like
above. A stender and the mappa. And the mappa. When they moved into the new building, they only brought in the chair.
And the chair is still
there. The chair is still there. The chair is sacred. The chair is right up against the umbra. They did not bring in the stender. They did not bring in the mat. And even the chair, they reupholstered the chair to make the chair look nice. And no one would ever dare. The only time someone sits in the chair, I remember, was on Purim. Years ago, in the Purim Mesiba, so people come, parents came with their children. So there was a child that was very tired. So he sat down, a little child. The chair is a massive chair. It's like a gigantic chair. It's a little kid, a little pipsqueak. He sat down in the chair, he curled himself up, and he went to sleep in the chair. And a photographer came for 10 minutes, taking pictures of this beautiful sight of this little teeny child sleeping in the chair. Okay, whatever. To each his own. Every makom has their different sensitivities and their minhagim. Let's go further. Let's go further. Halacha Gimel. Now we're in that time. What?
If someone is disconnected with the parents, the father.
Yes, the disconnect.
That the car doesn't answer, and it takes is to another estate. Is also halacha is that.
Of course, kibud avim does not go away. Does not go away just because there's a machlokes in the family. There's a new journal, not a journal, a new magazine called Kuntres. Did anyone see this? It's been around for 2 years. It started as a little tiny pamphlet. Now it's got a little more significant. It's very interesting. It's a collection of halachic articles. It's not gossip. It's not news. The most recent edition. That's one. The most recent edition. They have some very, very good things. So it's very fascinating. The recent edition, they had this very bizarre article about kibud av v'aim. It was a story. The story was where there's an abusive father who micromanaged the life of his children. Really, again, it's readily available in this magazine. And the child had the son had a baby boy, and the father called him and said to him, "Okay, I'm going to pay for the bris, and you're going to make it in my shul, and we're going to do it my way, and you're going to name the baby whatever the name is after my great uncle, who happened to be a ganef. He happened to have sat in jail, but no one named him that, and I feel bad for him." And I demand you name your baby after my great uncle. And the son was furious. No way, Jose. I have son. There's my wife's grandfather. Whatever it was. And he has your whole discussion. What is the halacha? Does the son have to be mechabit his father to name the baby after who the father wants?
You don't have to.
So, Paskins, no. I'm an Aretz Daraisa. I was reading the article. I was horrified by the description of the relationship. And I said, for sure not. The father is an abusive, good for nothing. He's
not on the grandfather.
I thought for sure not. And yeah, this is shocking. And he comes out Lamaskana. That he's mechuyev to do so. I told you, I don't get this. And in fact, on the cover of the journal, it says, "Read this article. Look out for the shocking conclusion of the article."
Which magazine is this?
Kuntres. Kuntres.
Okay,
so look at it. Look at it if you get a chance, and nice tell me what you think. It's very disturbing.
It's online.
I don't think it's online. Yeah, you have to buy it, or you have to get it somewhere.
What about the way a child lives or anything?
What?
parent can't tell the child where they're going to live or who they're going to marry.
Exactly, exactly. So why? I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something in the article. It's a very controversial article. It's very controversial. I can't understand that this is accepted. What it says there. This is a very good mag. This magazine is a really good, solid stuff. I mean, you come with some of the issues. Some articles are a little funny. Okay, the first it's like a start until they're getting their act together. But over time, the last 2 years, they've definitely gotten the quality of the writing and of the material has gotten a lot better. This is shocking. This is like a shocking. This is a very disturbing type of article to read. So that's the part of the issue. The part of who's Yoshev Rosh, who leaves the house. That's all part of the same exact question. Whoever's going to be Yoshev Rosh is the one that's going to be making Kiddush, the one that's going to be making Hamotzi. It's all going to be. You don't understand the way a child's mind works. I'll give you an example. I years ago, parents were alive, and my parents were in shul. My mother was home, and my nieces. I had nieces and nephews were in the house, and it was late. So my mother said, make kiddush ready for them. So I made kiddush. I'm dealing with like little pipsqueaks. How old were they? 2-3 years old. I made kiddush, and the kid looks at me and he says, "You're a tati." Like in shock. Like never imagined that anyone other than a real tati is allowed to make kiddush. And I really disturbed the reality of this little 2-year-old. "You're a tati? Only tatis make kiddush. How could a single guy like me make kiddush?" Scandalous. So there's an appreciation. You go to someone's house and you change things around. You have the grandfather sits the Yoshev Rosh. To us, it doesn't make any sense, but it could be. I don't know. You talk to a child psychologist. It could be that children, they have a very different view of the world. And when you mix them up, maybe it hasn't affected them. I don't know. I'm just throwing these things out because he mentions it over here. Let's go to the next halacha.
When your father went to your brother.
No, my father was Yoshev Rosh. My father went to my brother. He was Yoshev Rosh all the time. Yeah, absolutely. Different customs. There are different. When my grandparents came to us, talk about a reshavshik. Whenever my grandfather reshavshik came to us, my father always put him Yoshev Rosh, of course. On the other hand, I do remember that when my father's father came to us in the early years, I remember he was Yoshev Rosh. But I remember the very end, he came for a Seder once. He wasn't so well. Then, he wasn't feeling well, he just wanted to sit on the side. So I remember that my father was sitting at the head of the table at that kufa, different kufa. So, you know, things, everything changed, all depends. But it's a very interesting, this is very common, it's a very common child, and this is, it touched upon the issue of kibud av v'em. Okay, let's go further. Halacha Gimel.
These days, the children call the police to come to arrest the fathers.
arrest the father. Is a child allowed to call the police to arrest the father? That's the shaila. Okay. Rachmana Litzlan. What has it come to?
My father sit at the table.
What?
My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, always had my father sit at the head.
Yeah.
But when he came to my house,
yeah,
he insisted that I sit.
He insisted. He insisted. He had respect for you. He had respect for you.
I wanted. I gave him my bedroom. But
my son always
he took my bed.
My son always
take my seat at the table.
I would always trade the bed for
My son always asked me to make
Kiddush.
I said, "No, it's your house."
Oh, you see, it's your house. By some parents, it's the biggest nachas. It's the biggest nachas to go to your children and to see your children lead their bias. So what more do you want? You're going to deny your parents the nachas of watching this?
Right.
So?
The fact that you taught them something.
Simcha
was by me, and he refused to be in the
front.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, but according to my
sons were taught something well.
Masechet Sota.
Yeah.
Dav Mitet Amuchini. He say in the top time of coming with the Hamashiach, something happening in the world. The young guy.
Chutz Beyaske.
Yeah.
This is the Mashiach of Chutz Beyaske. Okay, let's go further. One more chapter, and we're going to stop. One more halacha. Gimel v'lo yisteres devarav. Ayin b'turizav. Shekasav. The chodim etzinu shatur. Chilek kama pama al aviv harash. Here's the kash. Look at the halacha swarm. We find that the tour, chilek on us. How could he argue? We don't know. He's not allowed to argue with his father. How could he go around a whole sefer? The tour is coming to argue with his father. The rush. Av al rush. Lahainu shaloi b'fanav. That the teretz says that shaloi b'fanav. When you want to argue with your father in learning, it's permitted as long as it's not in his presence. It's in writing. The ashach kasav. The chodim also listed as devarav. Lahainu afilu shaloi b'fanav. V'loi. He doesn't give an answer. He disagrees. The Shach says that a child is never allowed to argue with his father, even Shlomofanov, and he doesn't explain how the Torah was allowed to argue with his father.
With Sefer, after his father was nifter.
Is that the reason? Is that possible? Okay. It was Sefer Atzmas Yosef Muva Bepischi Tshuva Kosav Alma Darminon B'Shas Sham Afilu Avu B'Noy Nasu Oyvim Zelzer Kishoyskim B'Taru L'Chin Yichol Mo Avu Mabein LaHakshoyis L'Taritz LaHasik Vaskonas Halach V'Im Zem Yishum Soyser Etzav. It's Vohev be sofa. Udar besuba udarshin says this. So the more darshin is that love comes at the end. Chazal darshin afilu av ubinoy, a father and a son, they become enemies to one another in milchamta shel Torah. But when they reach a conclusion, they love each other. So from that Maimon Chazal, we learn that how is it allowed that the father and son can become enemies one to another? It must be that it's permitted to engage in halachic battle, milcham de shel Torah. That automatically means you're going to disagree. So we see from Chazal indirectly that the father and the son are allowed to disagree in learning. Now, letaretz ulechein yucham avim abein lehakshayis letaretz lehasik maskanas halacha veim zeh b'shum soisiras tvar veherich b'zeh b'sham b'shut shel siavitz I mutol letalman lechol gemrabi ba'ayim shut menchas alozer herich b'zeh v'chiach odohadikas v'shulchanach shlo yisiras tvar v'haynu b'mil di'alma b'divrei chol. That's only when it comes to Mildam de Bechala, but Divrei Torah, Lusak, Halacha, Mutulo, this that you're not allowed to disagree is Mili the Alma, politics. You're not allowed to disagree in politics. But when it comes to Halachic and Yanim, you're allowed to engage in discussion. Im Yesh Loi Rayos, Berudos, Uchemosh, Kosov, Aramah, the Linyan, Chemik, Al Rabbi, Vahavi, Bekamah, Rayos, Meatanoim, Amaroim, Shecholku, Imaviem. Shas is filled with these examples of father and children, fathers and son arguing one another. ולכן הפויסקים האחרים והרמב״ם כוסה ואבא מורי מן האישן ואני מן המתי מימוין. Rav Moshe ben Maimon. Maimon was a famous person. There are a few things we know from him. There's not that much material that we have from Maimon. Could you imagine if the Rambam was the Rambam? Can you imagine who Maimon was? Who he was? What a great person he was! And we find that the Rambam indeed argues with his own father. Obviously, the Rambam held that it was mutter. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We'll take a very short break.